Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. No matter where you live in the world, there seems to be dust around us all the time. It's an unavoidable reality of our lives. This week, I'm going to be talking about dust and how it's killing us slowly. For the longest time, I thought dust was essentially mud just disintegrating and flying up with the wind or getting kicked up by humans or cars or whatever. And you know, that's what my idea was dust was. I was shocked when I discovered that that was not in fact the case. It's true that there is some amount of dust that gets kicked up, but generally if you look at mud, it's quite heavy and you know, it tends to settle down quite quickly. Most of the dust in the air that we encounter are fine-grained particles, and these are fine-grained particles that are produced through various processes as well as various things that are around in our house. Wood disintegrating, for example, is one of the key sources of production of dust in most places. Apart from that, you have clothes that disintegrate all of the time, so you have fiber coming off your clothes which contributes to the dust load. There's also furniture as well as a whole load of other things such as flame retardant material, plastic, etc. that are there in your house that produce dust. Not to mention our own skin, which flakes and falls all the time, that produces dust as well. But the worst kind of dust is actually produced by vehicles around us. Not the dust that they kick up as they are passing us by, but dust that is being produced by the wear and tear of the vehicle itself. The contact surface of the vehicle with the road is the tire. And the tire is constantly disintegrating. 78% of microplastics in the ocean come from tires, a 2020 report found. Car tires are made from 24% synthetic rubber, but they also have heavy metals like copper, lead and zinc. The presence of this kind of microplastic in the water has caused mass die-off of salmon in the US West Coast. This has been happening over the years. And as we move towards sustainability, the amount of tire dust that's kicked up is increasing because electric vehicles tend to be heavier because they have heavy batteries in order to power them for range. And that means that the tire degenerates even faster and gets blown into dust. So how bad is this situation? According to a British firm, Emission Analytics, over a 3-year study, what they found was a single car with 4 tires releases about 1 trillion ultrafine particles for every kilometer that it is driven. That's a huge amount of dust being produced. And most of these particles are really, really small. They are 100 nanometers in size, which is, you know, invisible to the human eye. The repercussions are profound because this means that if you're spending a lot of time in traffic, you're probably taking in a lot of this dust. At 100 nanometers, these particles are going to get through your AC ducts and any kind of filtration that you have in the air conditioning system. So if you have found people who have ended up with cancer despite not having ever smoked a single cigarette, despite not having had any alcohol. According to tire manufacturers, they actually design these tires to degenerate faster because it's a business model problem. The car companies that buy tires from them buy it in bulk, and therefore the amount of margin that they get on the first sale is very low. So they actually get to make money only when the customer buys the second, third time from them. So they need the tire to degenerate so that they are able to sell more and more of their product at a higher margin. I think this is just an excuse because in a world where the car manufacturers were probably giving them some more margin, I don't think the tire manufacturers would make tires that were 5 times more durable if they wanted to. They'd probably want you to buy more and more because that's how you deliver growth, right? At the end, at the moment, if you look at it, there's not enough research to tie this problem of dust with human health. There is a lot of conjecture around about what it is doing to our bodies. There's a lot of theories around, but there's no empirical evidence to show that this dust is causing this particular problem in your body. And consequently, if we expect the tire manufacturers to do anything, it is going to be all self-regulation. You cannot create a law without the evidence already being out there. And expecting these tire manufacturers to self-regulate is a step too far. They're probably never going to do that. A recent study that was published in Japan showed that there were particles of dust that came out of tire in clouds that they captured at the summit of Mount Fuji. There was a lot of dust in the range of 7.1 to 94.6 micrometers in size in every liter of water that they tested from these clouds. There's microplastics all over the world. It's been found in the Arctic ice. It's been found in the snow on the Pyrenees. So these microparticles are now being gathered up by the water, are being circulated into the atmosphere, and are pretty much everywhere that water goes, which means they have pretty much reached every corner of the planet. So today we have a situation where we are bathing in plastic, eating plastic, and we're probably in part made up of plastic as well, because these fine particles can pass easily through our lungs into the bloodstream. So they have been found in various organs in the human body as well. So that's where we are, and there is little to nothing that we can do to overcome this dust that is killing us. So that's the state of the world right now, and that brings me to the end of this particular podcast. I'll bring you another one pretty soon. Till then, goodbye.